So, Jane, thanks for coming today and bringing Henry. So, you've done the measures with Charlotte. How did he get on with that?
I'm really pleased with the way his weight's come on, actually, because he's a long baby, so he's longer. He's in the 75th to the 91st percentile.
Right.
But I'm really pleased with the way that he's developing and growing.
I'm Anne-Marie Waddell. I'm the intervention facilitator. And there's a group of us that work with mums, and basically mums who are either completely bottle feeding, so solely bottle feeding, or combination of breastfeeding and bottle feeding are able to come on to this study. We're looking at infant feeding, looking at how babies grow and develop in that first year of life. And the main aim of the study is to ensure that parents get the support and the guidance on feeding that they should get. Often we find that parents feel a bit neglected, shall we say, that they're not getting the support from, you know, health professionals when they decide to bottle feed for whatever reason they have.
Are you liking Henry?
I know you were saying you've started weaning, so when did you start?
I think from our previous conversations, when I finally started, it was just over 5 months.
Brilliant, okay.
And I think that's
because of the reflux. Yeah. Because the GP and health visitor, as you said, discussed it with you as well.
Yes.
And he seems to be happier now that he started the foods. Do you find the vomiting has subsided a little bit?
Yeah, well, as you can tell, that was him. Yes, he is much better now with the reflux.
Good.
The baby rice has helped.
Fantastic.
And I've also taken on your advice about the water.
Fantastic.
Henry, you going to finish your bottle for me?
That's a good boy.
They help me with things like introducing water. So sometimes you think, my baby's crying, should I stick a bottle of milk in his mouth? Well, no, actually, he could be tired, he could be thirsty, go and take him for a walk. And it was having all these tactics to work out whether the baby actually needed milk.
No, he's had enough. He's much more interested in the microphone, aren't you?
I think in today's society, you've actually got information overload, and that's the problem. And everyone has an opinion about what's right. So I try and dip into different bits, but actually I think it's better if you just stick to one. Because I know this is measured, controlled, it was much more beneficial for me to stick to this.
Did you ever feel one part of the hospital network now?
No, I didn't. Because although I came here on my first visit, I also got lots of home visits. And the telephone conversations were in the comfort of my own home. Although I kept a food diary, it wasn't strict. I recorded it on my phone, for instance, and then you would tot it up at the end of the week. It was much easier to see what he'd eaten that week by recording it.
You're a good boy.